Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff, and we are Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. Just a side note here, Valentine is hosting the Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo, about 162 contestants, I think, with family and friends and relatives that have come to help out. And if you've ever thought there's an economic boost to your community, it definitely is bringing people into town and going to restaurants and doing all those kind of things. So
absolutely. It's a bustling little city right now.
It has been kind of traffic jams at times. How about that?
We have to wait at a stoplight.
Normally, we don't have that. But the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit our usually quiet but yet active community. Look for 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. So bring the camper, bring the kids, go to the lake, go down the river, and make sure you enjoy the night skies. So check it out. Visit valentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they have it all. If you're talking about agriculture, if you're talking about ranching, if you're talking rodeo, markets, it's all there, everything you can think of. Lots of feature articles of things that are going on. They feature different people that are so extremely interesting. We encourage you to subscribe now. To do so, just go to tsln.com. You can subscribe and see a lot of other information there as well. Start getting your weekly subscription right away.
And just something to follow up on Father's Day yesterday. This is author unknown. It appeared in the Pennywise magazine. God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of a summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, he knew his masterpiece was complete, and so he called it Dad. So just outgoing from Father's Day.
There you go. And it was also Saturday was Flag Day, so let's do another piece featuring the conversation of flags that we so proudly fly. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud, with hair cut square and eyes alert. He'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shot down, how many died at sea. How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was very still. I listened to the bugle play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend, I thought of all the children, of all the mothers and wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. I do not know who wrote that, but in honor of Flag Day, and actually in honor of all those who have maintained our freedom, thank you so much.
Well, I think I've got time to pass on something about Grandfather's birthday.
Oh, there you go.
It was Grandfather's birthday. He was 79. He got up early, shaved, showered, combed his hair, and put on his Sunday best so he would look nice when they came. He skipped his daily walk to the town cafe where he had coffee with his cronies. He wanted to be home when they came. He put his porch chair on the sidewalk so he could get a better view of the street when they drove up to help celebrate his birthday. At noon, he got tired but decided to forgo his nap so that he could be there when they came. Most of the rest of the afternoon, he spent near the telephone so he could answer it when they called. He has 5 married children, 13 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. 1 son and a daughter live within 10 miles. They hadn't visited for a long time, but today was his birthday and they were sure to come. At supper time, he left the cake untouched so they could cut it if they have dessert with him. After supper, he sat on the porch waiting. At 8:30, he went to his room to prepare for bed. Before retiring, he left a note on the door which read, "Be sure to wake me up when they came." It was Grandfather's birthday. He was 79. Rudy Joe Mano wrote that.
That's kind of a cautionary tale, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit.
Yes.
And we encourage you to send things to KimHBurge@gmail.com for the good stuff.